Hey, it's Cameo, and welcome. Just like you, I wear many hats, and sometimes I feel overwhelmed by the demands of everyday life. And there was a time when I felt lost, stuck, and unsure of how or where to start the transformation that I needed. And that's why we're here, to share experiences, lessons, tools, and tips for shaking up your life and living for you. I'm glad you're here, so let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Cameo Show. I'm your host, Cameo, and today I have a brief episode for you about the difference between embracing a positive mindset and avoiding negative emotions. So let's talk about what each one of those things actually are. Emotional avoidance is the tendency to ignore or suppress any negative emotion. So when you're feeling sad or disappointed or overwhelmed and you don't give them any weight, you don't process through them, you just ignore them. Not only do they never go away, they just compile, but they cause increased stress and anxiety and poor health overall, mentally and physically. It manifests in your body as this overarching negative cloud that never really clears. Many times, it leads to some type of distracting behavior, some form of escapism. For me, it was alcohol. Instead of dealing with anything negative or any feelings of self-doubt or insecurity or anything that was really difficult to face, I would just distract myself and escape with drinking because then I would just deal with it later and not deal with it at all. And that is emotional avoidance. But I was having a good time. Which leads me to what is actually a positive mindset. A positive mindset is the ability to focus on the positive aspects of a situation while also acknowledging and accepting that there are negative impacts as well. Instead of brushing over those negative emotions, realizing that they are a part of this, even though I'm going to face this with a positive mindset of resilience, curiosity, and apply my well-being and problem-solving skills to get through this and conquer it, I still acknowledge that there are tough feelings and emotions associated with that. You see this in people who maybe are facing a health challenge or in people who are facing some type of really difficult situation in their personal life, be it a loss of a job or a person or trouble in their marriage. They sometimes have no choice but to be strong and embrace life with a positive mindset. But instead of dismissing the feelings that come along with those things that I just mentioned, which are sadness and disappointment and fear, they also process through those at the same time. So those are the two pseudo definitions of the things we're comparing. And I think it's really easy to recognize the difference. One is completely ignoring the negative impacts. The other is acknowledging the negative impacts of your situation, but choosing to forge forward and choosing your narrative, choosing your words carefully, deciding that I can withstand this. I'm going to take it head on. Finding gratitude in some of the negative emotions instead of ignoring them, finding gratitude in their purpose, turning pain into gifts. So as we close down, I want you to really be mindful of whether you are emotionally avoidant or really practicing a positive mindset while still acknowledging the negative impacts of whatever may be happening in your life. Awareness, we talk about awareness on many previous podcast episodes, it's often the very first piece, recognizing that I have an understanding of what things are and I have an understanding of how I am actually approaching things and behaving in my own life. Honesty about what that really is. So it begins with you. And it begins with really assessing which way do you lean? Do you lean toward avoiding negative emotions and pretend that's because of a positive mindset or convince yourself that that's because of a positive mindset? Or do you embrace a positive mindset while still acknowledging the negative aspects of whatever's going on in your life? More difficult, sure, in the immediate, but in the long term, it saves you piles of turmoil that you have to dig through and process through. I didn't really recognize that in myself many years ago. But with a lot of work and guidance, mentors, reading, I've developed an understanding of the difference between the two and put a lot of emphasis in my own life on staying focused on having a positive mindset, but addressing the negative emotions as they come up through therapy and physical activity and healthy outlets and nutritious food and self-care like meditation and hot bubble baths, you know, whatever it is that gives you the time and space to really process through. Ask yourself, what are areas that I still tend to be emotionally avoidant in? If you feel like you're embracing a positive mindset and accepting the negatives, there are probably still areas where you might be avoiding, and that's where the work lies. I know that there are for me, if I'm being honest with myself and with you, of course. I definitely know that there are some areas where I am avoiding the negative emotions or potential impacts because they're really hard to process through. Again, begins with awareness. So we all have work to do. I encourage you to keep a positive mindset as you're processing through those negative emotions, as to not feel lost and to not feel defeated. Because I feel like that is the third piece to this puzzle, is feeling emotionally defeated and getting lost in a negative mindset. But maintaining a positive mindset can make all the difference in the world in how you're living your life, as long as you're not brushing the negatives under the rug. You got to feel all the feels, embrace all the emotions, and check yourself and make sure that your narrative is staying on the positive side of the scale. If you found this simple concept to be helpful, please do share it with someone who you feel may be confusing the two, saying, "I'm a positive person charging forward and not dealing with the negative emotions that come along with difficult situations." Because there are plenty of us, and I myself am one of them, especially before I did any of the work on myself that I've done to be able to be aware of it and honest about it and recognize it. And it's still difficult. Please do share. You may help someone. You may help someone process through something that they maybe haven't recognized, aren't aware of, or don't feel confident facing with just a little bit of information. Until next time.
Hey, yo. Congratulations on investing into yourself and your growth. I hope you found this episode to be beneficial and feel proud of yourself for showing up. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing with someone else who may benefit from it too. I'd love to hear from you, so hit me up on all socials at Cameo Elise Braun. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow for new episodes and updates. Also, it's super important to mention, this is intended for entertainment and education through experience. None of it is fully known to be fact and is not a replacement for professional advice from a therapist or doctor. Thank you so much for being here with me, and be sure to thank yourself for showing up.